Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Sue Murray and Deb Lysted, and we're going to be talking about some Kiwanis activities. The first thing is we're going to give people a chance to have some good food. So Sue, tell us about this fundraiser coming up.
Okay, it's the Eliminate Soup Supper fundraiser. It will be Tuesday, March 26th from 5:30 till 7 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church.
And of course, we're going to have some good food to eat. Is this going to be homemade rather than out of a can?
Yes, it will be homemade by Charlene Johnson, and the menu is homemade chili or chicken noodle soup, open-faced sandwiches, bars, cookies, drink, and also for kids 10 and under, hot dogs will be available, and this is all for a free will donation.
Okay, no set price, just hopefully when people know what this is for, they'll feel like, hey, this is a really good cause and we want to help out with this. And we'll come back and get that reminder again, Sue, before we leave. But we need to know more about Eliminate. So Deb, Eliminate, that's a word a lot of us use. What does it mean in this case?
Well, in this case, LaVon, it's a fundraising project that Kiwanis International has partnered with UNICEF in eliminating MNT, which is maternal neonatal tetanus, in third world countries. It started in 1999 with the UNICEF. They've partnered, and so far they have eliminated MNT in over 20 countries. We have about 30 more countries to go. Our goal, international, worldwide, is $110 million.
That's a big project, but you have lots of Kiwanian groups around, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But and so everybody, I'm sure, is on board with this. It's an international project, and 20 countries are done?
About 20 countries have been eliminated, yes, 30 more to go. Atlantic's goal is $20,000, and it's over a three-year period, so it ends in August of 2015, so we still have a little ways to go to get our money raised, but we are already halfway there in Atlantic. I don't know what everybody else is doing, but we're halfway there in Atlantic.
That's very good. I think, a couple of things going here. When you talk about mothers and children, that's a motivator. And is it pretty simple to eliminate this disease?
You know, it really actually is. $1.80 will vaccinate a mother. She gets three vaccinations, and that will give her the opportunity with those three vaccinations to eliminate this MNT in all of her future babies. So it takes just $1.80, and some of the quick facts, LaVon, are that one baby dies every 9 minutes from this tetanus, and 160 babies die each day, and the Eliminate Project saves or protects 61 million women and babies worldwide. Mm-hmm. So it's a big, big project.
It is, and I think it's sort of satisfying. I mean, we have to tackle a lot of problems, but I think it's pretty satisfying to know that even $1.80 makes a difference. And so, you come to the soup supper, you put in a couple of dollars and hopefully a little more, and you know that you're helping to eliminate this. Has this disease ever been in the United States?
It's worldwide. It's a worldwide disease, but the reason it's not as prevalent in the United States is because we take care of it right away. We're able to do that. Where in these other countries, the poor, they don't have health insurance, their living is just, it's not good. I mean, the tetanus comes from dirt entering an open wound, and they just have that very prevalent in those countries. We're lucky here in the United States that we get those shots right away for our kids.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure healthcare is not readily available in a lot of those rural areas in around the world. They're not going to go travel to the doctor to get a shot.
No, they don't have the doctors to travel to over there, unfortunately, like we do here.
Mm-hmm. So are there teams of medical people who go and give these shots? How does that happen? Do you know, Deb?
I don't know all the details on that, but I do know that I've seen videos, and there are doctors, not just from the United States, but from other countries, who go over and give their time to get all of this taken care of, too. And there have been a lot of Kiwanians go over to these countries also to help out.
Mm-hmm. So in our conversation here, we know that Kiwanis is an international group, and it's been very active in Atlantic. Sue, what's Kiwanis all about?
Okay, the Kiwanis mission statement is, we are dedicated to serving the children of our community and the world and improving their quality of life.
So children really are your main concern. And you know, as I think back to a couple of your projects, I think of the, I'm not sure you're still doing the bicycle helmets, for instance, on that, that children are your prime concern, whether that's locally or across the world.
Yeah, yes, that's correct, LaVon. It's saving one child at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you've got a really good group going here. Now, there is another youth project that we probably should visit about that is local and yet it relates to Lemonade. Let's talk about STAND.
Well, STAND is a group of the middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, Builders Club. And STAND stands for Students Taking Action Now for a Difference. And they are partnering with us for this Eliminate project. And they have a can redemption going on right now. They're having a contest between all three grades. And the Can Redemption Center down here is working with us on this. Any cans that are brought in during the next 3 months, March, April, and May, if you tell the Redemption Center you would like that to go toward the Eliminate Project, tell them what class you want it to go toward, 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. They're taking care of all of that, keeping track for us and everything. And then the winning class at the end of the school year gets a slide water party.
All right, a little extra motivation there. But I interviewed a couple of the STAND members, and they were very dedicated to doing things, making a difference.
They are. They're very, very focused, very enthused. Sue and I met with them. Carla Akers is their mentor. She's leading the group for us. And we met with them last week. There were anywhere from 6 to 12 of them who are able to attend the meetings. They meet twice a month, and they really do want to help make a difference.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to this slide water party, I'm thinking that as they collect the cans, they feel good about that.
Definitely. They most definitely do. And we were lucky enough, we were able to speak to all of the middle school this morning at an assembly that they had and present this program to them. And they were very, very attentive and seemed like they really want to be able to help us out here.
I could be wrong. It seems like to me there's been a bit of a change in terms of a lot of youth wanting to do things to make a difference, to add to their communities. Sue, how long have you been involved with Kiwanis here? She's looking at me like, I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe a couple years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You remember why you joined? Probably Deb asked you.
Well, there was a Deb that did ask me.
And why do you continue to be involved? Because I know you are very involved. What do you get out of being a member?
I think ever since I've been retired and just being able to volunteer in the community, to give back my time and, whatever I can do to help out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kiwanis is a good way to direct that. What about you, Deb? How long have you been a member?
The same time. Uh-huh. We were both approached by another Deb, and it wasn't me. And it was about two and a half years ago that we became members. And I just love the kid faction of Kiwanis, their goal. We have so many projects that, we have the bike helmets that you mentioned. We have a Josh the Otter swimming safety program that we present to the kindergartners. The playground up at the school that we do, teddy bears that we give to the police to have in their cars and that we give to ER that they give to kids just as a soothing mm-hmm. comfort. It's just all about kids, and I actually, mm-hmm. I just love that aspect mm-hmm. of it.
And one of the other things I noticed, because you are in the news a lot, you do have interesting programs every time at your meeting.
We do. We meet every Thursday at noon at the Pizza Ranch, and we have a different speaker every week. It's hard to come by speakers that often, but we have some very good speakers, and we'd love to have anybody who would be interested in learning more about Kiwanis just show up at 12 o'clock on every Thursday at the Pizza Ranch.
Okay, and so you can join any time. You don't need to say, I'm going to do this in October or something. You can join any time.
You can join any time, and they'll prorate your dues. Okay. Yep, it's okay. A great organization.
About how long are your meetings usually?
An hour. We're just 12 to 1, and sometimes we're done a little before, sometimes it runs a little bit late, but we're pretty good at keeping at an hour.
Pretty organized. So it doesn't take a lot of time out of people's schedules to become and be a part of this international group that does lots of good work for kids. And saying that, we can all help do good work for mothers and children to eliminate maternal neonatal tetanus. And Sue, you're going to remind us of how we can do that.
Yes, by attending the Eliminate Soup Supper fundraiser. Again, it's Tuesday, March 26th from 5:30 till 7 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. The menu is homemade chili or chicken noodle soup with open-faced sandwiches, bars, cookies, drink, and for your kids 10 and under, hot dogs will be available.
Okay. So, and it's all free will donation.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, come and bring your family and have a good time and get some good homemade soup to eat. And we want to thank very much Deb Blystead and Sue Murray for visiting with us today from the local Kiwanis group. And until next time, here's a thought. No time is ever wasted that makes two people better friends.